provided by Randy Martinson of Progressive Ag. Thank you, Randy, for taking time to provide the commentary today. And I would like to remind you that opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not of MGX. Nothing stated in the commentary should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representatives, and I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. And with that, I'll turn it over to Randy.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Well, this has been a much-anticipated report from the trade, from all of us, just to see exactly where the acres could fall. I know that what the early estimates were coming in as, and I guess the it was a little bit of a surprise in some of the areas. You know, starting off with the most important report, we'll start off with the acres report. And, of course, everybody up here in the north has been expecting to see an increase in spring wheat acres, mainly because of the cost of putting corn in, looking for some other alternatives. Corn, as far as the wheat acres for spring wheat, we did see a little bit less than what was anticipated. As far as the U.S., we're going to see acres unchanged. As far as the big states that raise the spring wheat, we're looking at a 1% increase as far as North Dakota is concerned from last year. And when you compare it to what the average trade guess was, it came in a little bit less than anticipated, about 600,000 acres less. Or 300,000 acres less, excuse me. Looking at it compared to last year, we're looking at about the same as far as overall. Other states, we're looking at a 3% increase for Minnesota. Montana had an 8% decline, and South Dakota is going to leave its spring wheat acres unchanged. So it was a little bit of a surprise as far as I was concerned. I thought we'd see wheat acres up on spring wheat acres a little bit higher. When you look at it as far as all wheat acres are concerned, we came in with what's been anticipated by the trade, and that is about 3% less than last year. Overall, we're looking at coming in at about 400,000 less than what was anticipated by the trade and 1.4 million less than last year. Durum acres is where the increase came. Whether that, how much significant that's going to be, it will be left to be seen. But the high price of durum has encouraged some producers to take the risk and plant durum this year. When you look at it as far as the states, actually, it's North Dakota is only seeing a 4% increase in acres, even though we're seeing 18 as far as the nation as a whole. Montana is where most of the acres are going to be switched over to. Barley acres are also looking at a little bit of an increase, and the biggest increase is coming in North Dakota, as we're expected to increase acres by 45%. Barley's becoming another alternative crop at the expense of corn. We're looking at, as far as the U.S.'s total, about a 10% increase, so we are seeing a pretty good-sized increase as far as barley acres are concerned. For corn, we're looking at acres coming in much higher than what was anticipated by the trade, about a half a million more than expected. 89.2 million acres are what's expected to be planted. That's 1.4 less than last year. But we are looking at them being a little bit more than what the Ag Outlook Forum was talking about in February. That, I think, surprised everybody in the trade. And that is, I think, part of the reason why we're seeing the corn market on the defense. Take a step back and look at wheat. When you look at wheat right now, it's kind of odd that we're looking at a friendly or at least a neutral report for acres and for stocks, and yet that market's under extreme pressure. And I think we're looking at, we bought the rumor, now we're selling the fact for wheat, and wheat's under a little bit of pressure because of that. Over in the corn market, we actually saw, as I mentioned, this acres report wasn't exactly friendly. Stocks wasn't friendly. We're looking at a double whammy as far as corn is concerned, and that's why that market's on the defense. But when you look at the big states, we are seeing some decreases. Illinois is looking at acres decreasing 2%. Indiana's down 2%. Iowa is down 1%. Minnesota is looking at increasing its acres by 4%. Missouri's down 6%. For North Dakota, we're looking at only seeing a 4% decrease in acres for corn, a little bit better than what was anticipated. For South Dakota, they're looking at cutting their acres by 10%. The other big crop that everybody's paying attention to and expecting to see a big acres increase was soybeans. The average trade guess had the acres coming in close to 85.9. The actual number came in at 84.6. So we're looking at 1.3 million less than anticipated by the trade, right in line with what the Ag Outlook Forum called for in February. And we're only looking at a less than a million acre increase from last year. That's bullish as far as the soybeans are concerned. So that's bringing in a little bit of support to the soybeans. And when you look at the state breakdown, there really wasn't much of a change as far as the acres. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio are looking at 1% to 2% increases. Minnesota's looking at a 2%. Nebraska's the biggest drop, down 6%. The surprise comes in North Dakota, where we're actually looking at decreasing acres of soybeans by 2% from last year. Looks like we're only going to plant about 5.8 million acres, and that's a surprise when you look at the budgets of some of what was expected. A lot of those acres looking to go toward more towards spring wheat and towards barley. Some of the other crops that had some pretty big increases to look at, sunflower acres are up 14% for the nation. North Dakota is looking at increasing by 31%. Minnesota is looking at an increase of about 3% for sunflowers. South Dakota is looking at decreasing by 1%. Canola acres are also expected to be pretty much unchanged. Cotton is another one that everybody was anticipating to see a big change. We saw a 13% decline as far as the U.S. is concerned, and we're probably going to see bigger with the wet conditions that they're seeing down in the Delta areas. But Georgia and Texas were the big states that saw a decline. Sorghum acres, which is a competitor to corn, looks like it's going to see an increase. Right now, the estimate has it coming in at 7.9 million. That compares to 7.1 last year. Strong demand on the export market is certainly helping to encourage sorghum planting this year, especially in the southern regions. One of the other crops that everybody was looking to see an increase when USDA did their ag outlook form, they expected hay acres to increase as we were looking at less acres of corn, wheat, soybeans, and cotton, and they expected some of those acres to go to the hay crop. Hay actually is going to be unchanged from the 2014 crop year. And dry edible beans, which is a big crop up here in the north for us, we're looking at acres only increasing by 1%. North Dakota and Michigan are going to be the big, or Minnesota and Michigan are the big increases. They're seeing 6% increase, where North Dakota is seeing about a 3% decrease in acres. In all, when you look at the acres estimates, you have to think that it's going to be somewhat neutral to friendly to the wheat side. It's going to be bearish to corn, and it should be somewhat friendly to the soybean market. And at some point, we're going to have to look at a little bit of, I believe, corn's going to have to give up a little bit of its premium or give up some of its strength, and beans will have to gain a little bit if they're going to be looking at capturing some more of those acres. As far as the stocks estimate is concerned, stocks numbers came out to be a little bit of a surprise as well. That's where the double whammy came for corn. But as far as wheat is concerned, we actually saw stocks a little bit tighter than anticipated, and that was a little bit of a surprise because of the stronger dollar and the weak exports we've been seeing. We expected to see stocks decrease or increase a little bit, and we actually saw them a little tighter than expected. So the acres number in the stocks estimate being friendly to wheat, and yet that market's on the defense. Corn stocks came in dramatically higher than anticipated, up about 11% from March 2014. So that was a little bit of a shock to the system. A lot of that's going to come in the feed demand area. We're going to start to see USDA decrease the feed demand in the reports going forward. That's going to increase stocks for corn, and that'll be negative for corn going forward. And soybean stocks came in pretty close to what was anticipated, so it shows that our demand has been moving pretty well, right in line with or in step with what's expected. And we also saw barley and sorghum stocks come in pretty close to anticipated. Sorghum stocks actually a little bit tighter, showing the strong demand. Barley stocks coming in pretty close to estimates. So in all, when you look at this report, when you look at the two numbers combined, you have to think that it's bearish to the corn market, it should be friendly to the wheat market, and it should be friendly to the soybean market as we move forward. So that's a quick synopsis of looking at the numbers, just a quick look.
All right, thanks, Randy. Michelle, do you have a question for Randy?
Randy, a couple questions. One, how low do you think corn has to go here to price in the bigger stocks figure especially? And we're hearing a lot of winter kill. Do you think some of those acres may go back over to corn?
Corn, for old, in here where we should see actually a separation between old crop and new crop with the corn market, I do expect to see old crop corn to drop back down to our lows, and we should probably, with these bigger stocks, and if they do spill over and show into an increase as far as the ending stocks estimate is concerned, we should see old crop drop down to, I'd say, another 20, 25 cents. So we're looking at somewhere around the 350 area. As far as some of that winter kill, I do expect some of that to get switched over into corn. Some of it, especially if it's down into the southern plains, some of it could go into sorghum down there as well.
All right. Are there any other members of the media that would like to ask a question to Randy?
This is Mike Hergert at the Red River Farm Network. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Mike.
How big a surprise was that spring wheat? I think everybody was expecting a bigger number, weren't they?
They were. I was expecting to see an increase of somewhere around 2 million as far as North Dakota was concerned, you know, quite a big increase as far as the area was concerned. We only saw North Dakota go up by, it was at 50,000, and I expected us to get up quite a bit. Overall, I expected us to be up close to a million million and a half. That's going to be somewhat, that should be somewhat supportive to the market. I mean, everybody was, because especially the northern regions, we expected to see more corn acres leave up in the north actually see a little bit more go towards wheat. And instead, it looks like sunflowers might be grabbing some of those acres.
Yes, this is Janet Kibbitt. I'm a reporter with AgriNews. And I was just wondering about the impact of the low gas prices on ethanol. Is that feeding back into the less demand for corn?
Oh, boy. You know, I don't think so. I mean, we've got a decent export market as far as ethanol is concerned. And when our biggest concern is in December when we saw ethanol go to a premium to gas price, you know, on the board. That slowed things down a little bit. When the price of corn has dropped, we've gotten ethanol back in line, and ethanol has become profitable, or at least the profitability is improving for ethanol plants. In all, you know, what we're as far as ethanol is concerned, we're thinking that we're more efficient, so we're actually getting more ethanol out of a bushel of corn, and that kind of lowered that ethanol demand side for corn in the last report. I think our biggest concern that we have is that we're consuming less gas. We're not driving as much, so we're seeing gas stocks increase. That's where the slowdown in ethanol is coming from more than anything. In some of the meetings I've done, my joke has always been is go trade your vehicle off, get a SUV and a bigger pickup that burns more gas and drive around the U.S. to get that gas consumption up. But, you know, I think it's just more of a function that we're just using less gas, less energies, and that's the bigger culprit more than anything.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us, and thank you to Randy for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this morning. And additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website.